Let Us Glory in the Cross of Christ, August 17. Glory not in talent and influence. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. 1 Peter 4:11. Christ is our pattern, and those who follow Christ will not walk in darkness, for they will not seek their own pleasure. To glorify God will be the continual aim of their life. But how many who have been entrusted with talents of means and influence have lost sight of the pattern and followed the standard of the world? Men and women who have been blessed with an abundance of money, with houses and with lands, generally train their children to a life of idleness and selfish indulgence. Thus they are made useless for this life and unfit for the future immortal life. The youth of today are educated to believe that it is the money that makes the man. Our power is not in our talents of education or means, neither is it in our popularity. It is in self-sacrifice, our willing obedience to Jesus Christ. Those who surrender all to Him will carry a weight of influence and will carry others along with them because they walk in the light. Brain power will be inefficient, purse power of little account with God, but heart power, thorough godliness, humble fidelity will bear a weight of influence that will be irresistible. Shall we not consecrate ourselves to God without reserve? Christ, the King of Glory, gave Himself a ransom for us. Can we withhold anything from Him? Shall we think our poor, unworthy selves too precious, our time or property too valuable to give to Jesus? No, no. The deepest homage of our hearts, the most skillful service of our hands, our talents of ability and of means, all are but too poor an offering to bring to Him who was slain and has redeemed us to God by His blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.